There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that,
this is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the deal we got? I mean, the deal we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, too bad.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
Right, here we go. FM Talk 106.5 Midday Mobile. Glad to have you here on this Wednesday. The phone number, well, I was about to say, I'm looking at a text. I was about to say it's 334. No, it's 251-343-0106. Because, and same for the text line, both of them, 343-0106, and it is a 251. The reason I was reading a text here from CA, he said, now I have not had a chance to research this, and let me bring in my partner here on this, John Young, Mr. Mobile from Tonight in Mobile. Hey, John.
Hey, what's going on, Sean? Hey, how's everyone in Midday Mobile listening area?
I think they're good. We were talking about there's a new, remember, okay, so John and I are the same age. Remember like when we started getting new area codes?
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, what are you doing? It's because I think, weren't we 20, wasn't like the state, we were 205 and the rest of them were 334.
Well, I think the entire state was 205, and then they implemented 334.
We stayed 205.
Right.
And then they took 205 from us and gave us 251.
251, right.
And now there's another one coming in 4-5 something, whatever. So I was talking about area codes. And so CA on the text line said, hey, Sean, I think 334, how do you know this, CA? I'm fascinated. He said, I think 334 was the first area code without a 1 or a 0 as the middle digit. We could use that to win trivia. If you and I go out like trivia night,
I wouldn't know that.
I have no idea. I don't know how, and I don't know how CA knows that.
Jeez, he's an encyclopedia.
I mean, so 334, this is the, and y'all, I'm sure the people are getting on that Google machine right now, that the 334 area code was the first one without a 1 or a 0 as a middle digit.
Fascinating.
There you go. That's just inspiring. A little Alabama news in the mix. Good to see you. Good to have you
Thank
in
you
here.
For having me.
Listening on Monday. So if you all missed it, you can always go back and listen to it. It is a popular podcast as well. If you didn't catch Tonight in Mobile on Monday evening, you can go back and listen to the podcast and catch up with what we're talking about. But you're laying out things that can be done, right? And this is what Men Unite Against Violence, mm-hmm. This is what you as an individual citizen have talked about, that we can, what can be done to deal with youth violent crime.
Right.
And you hit on some things here, and even, and you know, even into the world of law enforcement,
mm-hmm.
that is your, you know, other than radio, it's also your passion. Mm. And I thought it was an interesting discussion we needed to have with more people. Kind of lay it out. What did you talk about on Monday night?
On Monday night, I described the solution as being a three-tiered solution. If you remember the child toy, the rings, they were multicolored, and
That's
the
right.
larger one at the bottom, and then as it went up, they got smaller.
Yes.
The community is the bottom ring to society. They determine family, education, employment, and discipline. They determine what values you teach your child. Do not steal, do not kill, do not lie. So once a society determines what kind of future it wants, and then it looks at the criminal aspect, that society, once it builds that strong foundation, tells the police, we will cooperate if something occurs. We will not do these things. We trust your leadership. We believe you when you say these things. And we're not adversaries. We're not looking for a paycheck from the... When my crackhead son overdoses and dies in police custody, I'll admit it. If my crackhead son points a gun at police, I'll take responsibility for that. The police have to then be allowed to aggressively pursue crime, aggressively pursue the criminals, find those that 5% that commits 90% of our crimes and arrest them. And then the courts, the judges have to back up the police and the community by saying, I'm not giving a bond to a murder suspect. I'm not giving a bond to a robbery suspect. No felons get bonds so they can go out and offend again, because we've seen that in the city.
Yeah, and Anaya's law was to deal with some of that.
Right, but we still see it, that people out on murder bonds commit a robbery or flee from the police or commit another murder. So the courts have a responsibility to lock up prisoners, and I don't care about your color, ethnicity, class. I don't care who you are, where you were raised. If you're a detriment to society, if you cannot cooperate with a civilized society, you must be removed from that society. And so the people have to hold the courts accountable by electing judges who will not be soft on crime. And when I say soft on crime, I mean no bonds.
Because what does that sound like? I've never heard somebody running for judge that says, I'm your soft on crime candidate. I've never heard that in a campaign speech.
Just the unfortunate part is they might be, but there's no database for us to pull up a judge like Judge Sullivan. We couldn't go pull up Judge Sean Sullivan's rulings and who he gave bond to. So we have to rely on communication with one another. The families of victims have to put out, hey, this Judge Sullivan and Judge Young gave this murderer a bond. And then we have to communicate that and not vote for them. The purpose of government is to serve people, and when the people aren't being served, they should replace that government. So those are the things that, to decrease violent crime, first takes the community saying we will not tolerate crime. The second part is to support the police in aggressively pursuing crime. And the third part, the judges need to put violent criminals in jail and leave them there. And do you remember a couple of years ago, a state representative, after the 9-year-old was shot and killed in Pritchard on the interstate, was he 9?
He was the one who had been shot before.
Before, yes.
And not during that same melee. A 9-year-old child had a previous gunshot wound before being shot on the connector.
Right.
Yes.
I think we talked about that on the show. Well, a state representative recommended no bond for Class A felonies, shooting. And there was an uproar saying that it would target black men unfairly. No, it's targeting murderers and shooters. And if it's a certain ethnicity that represents a disproportional number of that, shouldn't we target the cause?
And the victim?
Right. What about the victim?
What about the victim's right? Yeah, I follow, this conversation. Of course, I'm going to throw in that people are innocent until proven guilty.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, just because you got a suspect, that y'all in law enforcement get the suspect, mm-hmm. then it's the rest of the judicial system's job to figure out whether they're guilty. But they are given bond because in our nation, we assume you're innocent until you're proven guilty. So how do we, and I know they dealt with that in Anaya's law and kind of narrowed, and it doesn't, the judges, y'all aren't, they don't have to do it. They have the ability to give no bond here. How do we walk that line between protecting, because I'm with you. I mean, you and I have the same outcome for our city is to deal with the violent crime. At the same time, I want to make sure that in doing that, we don't bulldoze the rights of innocent people.
Right. Agreed. We are both constitutional Republican Americans, right? The violent accusations, and this is where trust in the investigation goes, that they have done their jobs correctly. And this is the person that we found enough evidence to arrest. And be honest about it. When this violent crime, we have to use more caution in keeping the violent element out of civilized society. And that sounds harsh, but if you've murdered someone or accused of murdering someone and there's enough evidence to suggest or support an arrest, and if anyone knows how the DA's office works, they're not going to allow an arrest without absolute ability to prove.
Yes.
So when it comes to violent crime, I think they have to be more harsh. I don't think there should be bond for misdemeanor marijuana possession. You know, you sign the paper, show up to court or whatever.
You don't think there should be bond?
No,
there shouldn't be a bond requirement. Okay,
for misdemeanor marijuana.
I say, man, you are tough.
No bond requirement. Let them sign a paper saying they'll show up to court. But this is another part that society has to tolerate, and that they have to cooperate and say, this is the person that did the murder. Mm-hmm. The DA's office hands sometimes are tied because the victim won't cooperate or the witnesses won't cooperate.
Right.
And so what do? You have the charges, you have the evidence, but no one wants to cooperate. And then they're forced into plea deals. I don't like plea deals. It's almost like coercion.
Yeah, okay, this is what you and I talked about the other day. But I want to, and why don't we come back to the first thing you said. But on the plea deal side, because I watched this during the glut during COVID and all that, mm-hmm. when they had so much of a backlog because they weren't getting cases tried. And it was a magnifying effect because when suspects, who, if the suspect was guilty, they didn't plead because they weren't going to see a courtroom for 3 or 4 years. Right. Why would I plead now?
Right.
Right. So the ability then, things get back normal. The knowing that they're seating juries helps them get somebody to plead to a case. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's unsure whether they've gotten the conviction or not, but mm-hmm. they plead to the case and they get some justice. Right. It may not be, what was the thing, Daddy? Don't let perfect be the enemy of good.
Right.
And so I'm asking you, so if you say, hey, don't plead these cases, are we letting perfect be the enemy of good?
Some of them, of course, like misdemeanor marijuana possession. Well,
yeah, that stuff. I'm talking about
violent crime.
You're saying no plea deal.
It's hard because, again, we're talking about when, in my perfect world, communities mm-hmm. would cooperate with police.
100%.
With courts. No. There should be no plea deal. Throw them in jail for 25 years. No such thing as credit for time served. No sentence to 25, 10 split, 2 to serve. No. I don't care if they're sleeping 6 to a bed in prison.
Right, you said that.
I don't care because we have to, in order to have a civilized society, we must remove those who are uncivilized. And when they, and when they've decided, okay, I want to be civilized, then you're more than welcome back. Mm-hmm. But the idea that someone could be arrested for murder in 2020 and not go to trial until 2025.
I agree.
And they're out walking around. Murder, the victim's family
has to see them
every day.
Yeah.
It just isn't right. And if we get back into a society that is victim-based and victim-focused, then being tough on, and I guarantee you, it'll take a few years, but we would see a tremendous decrease in violent crime if people, when they were sentenced to 20 years, they actually went to prison for 20 years.
Yes, and just because of the mechanic. You know, I go back and forth on whether putting somebody else in and them going to prison for 20 years is a deterrent for the other person doing it, but it sure as heck keeps the person for 20 years from committing other crimes. And,
right.
you know, out of my friends in law enforcement have all said the same thing that you've told me as well. It's like 5%.
Mm-hmm.
Are responsible right. for 90% of the crimes. Is that kind of... Because
right.
I used to think when you'd see crime stats, they'd say X number of robberies in the city of Mobile or burglaries in the city mm-hmm. of Mobile. And I'd like kind of naive because I wasn't involved. I was like, holy cow, I pictured that many individual people that would go burglarize right. somebody's home. And right. in reality, it was a handful of people that right. did it 30 times right. or whatever it was.
Exactly. And that's what we're dealing with. So if we aggressively pursue them with cooperation from the public and prosecution by the district attorney's office, it'd take a couple of years, but we could get it done. We just have to have the stomach to do it. We can't elect any soft-hearted social programmers or social activists that don't see right and wrong unless it's compartmentalized in terms of who's doing it. It's wrong. And yeah. we have to elect people that are going to stand on toughness. If we want a civilized society.
Which I think the majority of us do. Exactly. 99% of us.
Right.
All right. Coming right back. More, John.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Right, welcome back. FM Talk 106.5 Midday Mobile. This segment of the show brought to you by 1-800-GOT-JUNK. That's my man Trey. Said this, you know, FM Talk 106.5 this year turned 16, so the radio station old enough to drive. Trey's business old enough to vote. He's been doing this for 18-plus years in Mobile and Baldwin County. Getting rid of junk. It could be in your house. It could be in a storage unit. It could be at your office. It could be around your house. And I say that because he points out that, you know, the number of people that he talks to, that he comes out to let move boxes or furniture out of the house, and they're surprised when he says, well, I can get that big stuff outside the house. They buy a house. It's got a swing set in the backyard, above ground pool, something that they don't want, storage shed, whatever. They can take on those big jobs, too. So you got that junk. You're like, how the heck are we going to get this moved out? 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Making the appointment super easy, and it is an appointment. They find, how about this refreshment? They find a specific day and a specific time and set an appointment. None of this, you need to be at home between 6 a.m. on Monday and midnight or whatever. No, it's a specific time. So you go to 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com or pick up the phone and call them, 1-800-GOT-JUNK. The name is the number, and make that appointment. Get them to come out, and it could be junk. You know, it could be small things, big things, or everything in between. It's 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Continue conversation with our friend John Young, Men United Against Violence, of course, tonight in Mobile. Monday night's here with Mr. Mobile. I want to go back to something, then I want to get to the text.
Okay.
So you talk about getting people to cooperate. You and I have talked about this for a long time. In your other job, in law enforcement, I feel you got to make people feel, and I know there's anonymous tip lines and all those things. We've talked about it before, but you got to make, I can put myself in that person's shoes and say, I know who did it. Okay, I know who this person is, and yes, they are a scourge to our neighborhood, and I want them gone. But you're not, John, you're not there all the time. I live here all the time. That son of a gun is here all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm scared. I mean, that's a normal human emotion.
It is.
And it's got kids in the house or whatever. And law enforcement, you're here right now, but y'all going to go home, and I'm going to be here.
Mm-hmm. And I empathize. But what's the alternative, to live in fear? If someone tries to harm you in that case, be prepared to defend yourself. For some reason, people are now reluctant to fight evil. They're more likely to argue and fight with police than they are the evil that lives in their neighborhood. Once upon a time, bad guys were afraid of us. The bad guys were afraid of the good guys because we outnumbered them. They knew we were going to come outside and look at them. And if they did something, we were going to address them and then call the police and stand there. But the roles have been reversed now, where bad guys are not just feared, they're revered. They're promoted as normal. So society has failed because of that mentality. We have to normalize that again. And the biggest thing you have to make neighborhoods realize is that, like you said, you live here.
Yeah.
You this place will be what you want it to be. That's why some neighborhoods are trashy. Some areas of Mobile are just filthy, and some are not. The culture has decided that this is acceptable. It is acceptable that they sell drugs over there. It is acceptable that my 16-year-old son sells drugs and points a stolen gun at police. These things are acceptable to speed down the street. It's acceptable to play loud music all day and all night and smoke weed out in public. In areas where those things are not acceptable and normalized, you have a better living condition.
True.
So the people there must determine that they want a better living condition, and we should tell them we'll make it better. You pick up the paper, even if you didn't. You close your garbage can lid. You don't park your broken down car in the front yard. You don't sit outside all day long stomping on the grass. We have to shame people into being responsible for themselves. I understand it, and I've understood it more than 30 years. But since I've never lived in those types of areas, I can say outside that I would cooperate. I would say I've spoken to my neighbors about some things that were going on in the neighborhood. But that's the only way.
But you're also John Young. Okay? I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's like
I don't have an S on my chest.
Yeah, well, you kind of do. Tim texted and said, Sean, I don't agree with the shooting. I think he was talking about the 9-year-old, and that's been some years here. But so I don't agree with the shooting. There's nothing good whatsoever about it. But if you dig into each case that these poor children are getting shot, there's somebody in that house or is known to stay in that house. They're either gang-related or dealing drugs. And when the tragedy of the accident happens, these people get on camera and act like they don't know what's going on.
Yep, that is a big problem. And he's absolutely right. This is a lot of retaliation. And that's why the parents have to shame their children. Look, you can't get in my house with that. I have other kids here. It's just that simple.
No, and that part, and Tim has texted in about that before, and I agree with it. At the same time, when the kid in the house gets shot, the innocent, you know, you would say, well, their brother's a gangbanger. Yeah, but the dang 10-year-old asleep on the couch is not.
Right. And
this where, but you know, yes, be mad at that older sibling as well, but I'm mad at the other dirt bags outside shooting into the house where the bad guy might or might not be there, but grandma and the grandkid is there.
I'm more angry at the person that pulls the trigger.
Yes.
That's, and you and I have said that, we're going to hold them accountable above anyone else. You know, to hear a mother holding her child in her arm crying with a child's blood all over her. Dude, if you've never experienced
can we get a couple minutes here for the break? This is something, a picture I want John to paint for y'all. What's that like? You go into it, y'all picture this.
My Lord, it is the most heart-wrenching thing, because there's nothing I can do.
First responders, you go into the home.
And the child is laying in her mother's arms, bleeding dead. And the mother is, her tears can't bring that child back to life. How do you console that woman? How do I convince her to let her child go for the paramedics or for me to apply first aid? You can't. And you're trying gently to coerce her, But her lamentations and her cries and her pleas for her child's life, praying for her child, praying to the Lord to bring her child back to life, praying to the Lord that her brain go back into her head and she breathes life again. Folks, we have to have more sympathy to that mother and that 9-year-old. The people, the parents have to go home and see the blood on the bed.
They have to, they have to. So the child is dead, gone to the morgue, right. And the parents are in that home cleaning up the blood and the body.
They returned there from the hospital, you know, from the funeral.
Let that sink
home.
In for a second.
Just think about that. So the next time you hear these politicians or anyone who's asking for your vote and they have soft on crime policies, remind them about that. You know, someone called in one time and asked me to go to black graduations. Remember that? Mm-hmm. The guy called me a sellout, I think. Or he called me something.
You got bigot
one time, right. Yeah. But I want these people to go to the homes of these families where these mothers are walking past their children's bedroom, or go to the homes and their children's clothes are in the laundry basket.
Or
go to the home and there are pictures of the child on the politicians cannot have a soft on crime policy if they ever experience that. And not just when some slick talking, greasy haired lawyer shows up to try to get someone a paycheck and then everyone comes out wearing their Kiente cloth singing "We Shall Overcome." No, go see the victims. The victims should come first.
100%. Can you hang out for a second?
Yeah, I haven't made a big girl joke either. So.
Okay, well, yeah, we got time for that when we come back from the news.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Right at 1:35, FM Talk 106.5, Midday Mobile. Glad to have you along. Get back to our conversation with John Young. Right now, I want to check in with David McCrary at LCM Motor Cars and talk about repeat customers. I'm one of those, David, but some people outpace me as well.
Yeah, you know, Sean, we talk about locating cars for people all the time. And back in 2020, when the car inventory got real light and all the manufacturers were shut down, we ended up partnering up with someone that was always buying new cars. And I said, well, let's see if we can find you some pre-owned stuff with, you know, under 5,000 miles. So since then, we've probably sold them 20. And they're in here right now. We're sitting here talking about another load, probably 5 or 6 vehicles. And they'll all be current year models, you know, under 5,000 miles. And it saves them a ton of money. And in the long run, it's worked out better for them than buying straight from, you know, the new stuff.
Well, that's a testament for sure. And I'm a repeat customer as well, just not at that volume, but maybe one day. Tell folks if they want to see the vehicles we're talking about, the experience we talk about, how do they find you?
Number one, you can give us a call at 251-375-0068. Go to the website. It's lcmmotorcars.com, or just come see us in person. Like you said, we're on Highway 90 at Plantation Road in Theodore, and it's 1 mile south of I-10, exit 15A.
Thanks, David. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, there goes
everybody, David McCrary. And I continue with my friend, John Young. Men United Against Violence, of course, had the event, will be 2 weeks ago Saturday,
right,
this coming Saturday. Yeah. and if people want to watch what's next for Men United Against Violence, Facebook page probably the best?
Facebook page, and they can always contact me directly or email me. The 28th, our billboard is going up at Spring Hill and Moffitt. Thank you to Susan Stieber at Lamar Science.
They've been great.
Dude, they have been just phenomenal with us. But our campaign for towards the end of the summer is FEED, Family, Education, Employment, and Discipline.
Because John had to make an acronym so I could follow it. But it is. I mean, there's like the truth you talk about. If you do those things, mm-hmm. you succeed in life.
It's just that basic. This is what we grew up with. And it's a formula that transcends ethnicity, income. It transcends where you live. It's just don't have a family until you're married and can provide for children. At least graduate high school. Find employment to satisfy your needs in your life and have the discipline to do that every day. Mm-hmm. It works. Drew and I were talking about this. We always talk about it, but a couple of weeks ago, he said, well, if there's an automatic holdback for people, why did we succeed? You know, why in the world, if it's automatic, especially when we talk about black kids, that they're at a disadvantage?
Because both John and Drew were black kids at one time.
Well, and amazingly, we still are.
Now you're black men now, but you're black kids.
But amazingly, we still are. But And the successes and failures that we had were of our own. We take responsibility for it, but if we tell kids, and since most of our violent crime is disproportionately young black men versus young black men, that's our target audience. It's for everyone, but those are the people we want to stop killing. Why in the world would we not tell them the formula? When you have guys that have PhDs in idiosyncratic ethnicity studies telling black kids that you're at a disadvantage because of racism, and they drive off in their $100,000 vehicle to their house in a gated community where all of their neighbors don't look like them.
That's right.
But you're telling these kids that the only way you can get through is through government help and aid, and you still won't get, you know, you still won't overcome ever. You'll still always be underprivileged. And we tell them, no, your future is your own. Your success is your own. You don't need anyone's help. I was asked about tools and giving kids, their brain and their hands are their tools. That's their tools for success. Think about where a need is and then go build on that need. If this place doesn't have a car wash or an oil change facility or an air conditioner repairman, look at those things. Even the football players need an air conditioner repairman.
That's right.
Even the millionaire singers have to have a roof put on their house or concrete poured. You know, it's just that simple, and that's what we're telling children, the truth about their future. We're telling little girls you don't have to lay on your back to be popular. We're telling little boys you cut your hair and pull up your pants, you don't need a gun to be successful. That's what family education, employment, and discipline are, Sean. And our solution, we've talked about this, our solution is long-term. We may not see the fruits of the seeds we plant for years, but when we walk the neighborhood on the 12th around in the Rickaby area, the people we talked to needed to hear that message. They needed to hear that this is not the end. You do not have to live and die here on Calmee Street. There's a whole world out there for you. One recommendation someone said, I should take the military service recruiters out next time, the Army and Marine, and let them go and talk to these young men, because not all of them want to be in gangs. Some of them are in gangs because they live there. So if they have an alternative, maybe they'll take it. Hey, this guy, we could put you on the delayed entry program. We can send you through boot camp during the summer. And now you have a future. Now you have something to look up to. So I think that's something we'll have to invite next time, and some of those recruiters to come out, you know.
Yeah, that'd be a good thing. You know, and you mentioned something. You talk about the tools, the hands and the brain. But like anything, just like you and I, if we're given a tool when we were young, we needed somebody to show us how to use it.
Yeah.
Right? They're... certain tools, I mean, you'd like, dad say, okay, all right, that's what we're going to do today. We're going to show you. We're going to learn how to use this tool.
Right.
And now you know how to use that tool going forward. And I thought about that too, because you mentioned the last letter of the acronym FEED is discipline. And the getting up and doing it again is the discipline portion. And I don't think that, I was born with it. I know I wasn't born with it, right? I had a great father that it was not an option. If I had something I was supposed to do, if I didn't discipline myself to do it, he sure as heck would.
Right.
I don't feel you're going to work today. You know, when I had summer jobs and this and that. There was no other option. And so that discipline that might not have come naturally became force of habit. Then you wake up one day, you go, okay, now it's part of my personality.
Right.
You've got your hands and your brain, but somebody has to show you how to use those tools.
And that's why we are encouraging men, all men, to get out and be a representative of that. Just to let boys see men when you have to cut up. I say 25 is the age that you have to grow up as a man. 25 years of age, or you started your career, or you get married or have a baby, that's when it's time to grow up. And if you haven't spent those previous 25 years in learning how to grow up, then all you're going to do is get older. My bro Young says that, you know, you're as grown as you're going to be at 25. All you can do now is get old. So whatever habits you've developed, whatever discipline you've developed, that's what's going to carry you the rest of the year. I know plenty of 60-year-olds that still act, dress, and behave like they're in their 20s. They never learned that discipline.
It's easier to learn. That's why we get these young men, because it's easier to learn when you're young. It's the old thing that drives me crazy. We teach a second language to people when they're like in their junior and senior year in high school, when if you taught it to them when they were 7 or 8, they'd learn it so much more easily, then... We could teach these, because it's tough once you're 25. People would say, man, I listen to a podcast and I'm all fired up and I'm going to get disciplined and I'm going to get up and do things. Some people can, by force of will, do that. But if they came from no discipline to that versus you didn't even know you were learning it, you just knew that dad, there was no chance you weren't going to work today.
Right.
And you might not have liked it.
Right.
But it, while your brain's still mush boy brain, you learn that it gets embedded.
And we've all had that moment where you call your dad and say, thank you.
Yeah.
I didn't realize it then, but I do now. And especially with my dad, you know, he's older now. I tell him thank you just to make him know that if he transitions while we're apart, that he has planted seeds in me that his name will carry on. My brothers will carry on. And that's what we are to our fathers, their legacy. What they see in you is what your father put in you. Mm-hmm. What they see in me is what my father put in me. And what we're trying to do is get other men to plant these seeds in other men. We're not the only show on earth, right? We want every organization out there that wants these young black men to stop killing each other to get involved. And that's all we're trying to do is encourage, because the heart has to change before behavior, but someone has to tell them that their heart needs to change.
100%. So you have to call out the thing that's wrong.
You have to call out the thing that's wrong.
Getting some amens on the text line. Celeste gave you an amen.
Hey, right on, Celeste.
This texter says, why people resist police, not criminals, because government has spent decades prosecuting folks for trying to defend themselves.
Is that it?
I don't know. I think it's more than that. Why police? Because the criminals, I mean,
defend themselves against who? The police or each other?
Why people resist police and not the criminals? Because the government has spent decades prosecuting folks for trying to defend themselves. Maybe in like New York or California, I hadn't seen a lot of that in
Alabama. Not around here, especially in Mobile. I don't know. You have to give a better example.
So yeah, come back on that one. Let's see the. All right. See again. Don't want to read that one again. Is that the same one I read?
And we have to have strong leadership, Sean. Men have to stand up and be the leaders. And I encourage everyone, pay attention to what's going on. Pay attention to who's saying what and who's not saying anything. When these politicians show up and it's an election year, and suddenly the email or text message, the email that you sent 3 years ago, suddenly is important. You know, pay attention to who has your best interest in mind. Don't just let people sell you these wolf tickets and pipe dreams and sell you on these fantasies of feeling good. Life isn't always going to feel good. We're going to have to take some bumps and lumps. But know that you can get back up from those bumps and lumps. Nobody can solve all your problems. You have to solve many of them yourself. So the issue we're talking about can't be legislated. You know,
that's a tough thing. I mean, right. That's the way, because there ought to be a law.
Right.
There are laws.
Right. We have enough laws. We don't have enough morality. You know, that's the issue. We don't have enough morality. That's where we're lacking, and that's why.
Because you started off the hour talking about, let's keep the people, the violent offenders, let's keep them away from everybody else. Okay. And I 100% agree with you, but we also agree in, I don't want there to be business for y'all. And law, there always will be, since Cain and Abel. But, I mean, I want your business to be like, we can't hardly find anybody
I've never met a cop in my 33 years that said, I really wish there were more people for me to arrest. But we should get paid by the pound. I've never heard anyone say, I don't care if they shoot into those houses over there. I don't care if those little kids die. I've never met a cop. They would be happy to go in an 8-hour, 10-hour, 12-hour shift and not respond to a call.
Mm-hmm. So we got to do two things. We got to take the current group of people that are, you know, violent criminals and keep them away from everybody else, but quit feeding into the factory system that provides more people like that.
Stop dropping out of school. Stop having children before marriage. And have the discipline to go to work every day. It's tough. It's like going to the gym.
Yeah.
It's tough.
It's back to discipline.
You have to do it.
See, if dad would have only incentivized me to get up and exercise every day the way I had to go to work, it'd be...
You know what encourages me to work out? First, I don't want to be on blood pressure medicine. And second, there's a picture of Tess Holliday at my office.
See.
And I just don't want to eat when I look at it.
And do it. We go there. We're coming right back.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, so welcome back. Midday Mobile, FM Talk 106.5. Check in with my friend Anna at Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry. And can we, what other collectible coins that don't have a dang zombie animal on them? What do you got in stock right now?
Well, I've actually posted, not even 24 hours ago on Facebook, about our Harry Potter coins that came in.
Is it zombie Harry Potter? Out. Is it regular Harry Potter, or was it zombie?
Regular Harry Potter. It's the four different houses. There's World of Warcraft coins that came in, and Luke Skywalker. And already, I'm just about sold out of the Luke Skywalkers, and we're sold out of the Harry Potter. But I placed an order yesterday that already shipped out today, so that should be here any day.
What about like a zombie Luke Skywalker? Would that be?
I think that's a different category. I think that's a different category in itself.
Okay, well, just check it. So, listen, what we're talking about is not only the precious metals and the way to get into silver and gold there, but y'all have the collectibles as well and getting new stuff all the time. So tell people how to find you in person, but also online if people want to kind of peruse, if that's even a word, your stuff.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. They can find us on Facebook, our website, mobilebaycoins.com. They can call us here at the shop. Phone number is 251-725-1590, or they can stop in physically in store. Our address here is 2204 Government Street.
Good stuff, Anna. Thanks. Mm-hmm. All right. There goes Anna at Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry. Continue our conversation with John Young, Men United Against Violence, tonight in Mobile, Monday nights here at FM Talk 106.5. By the way, too, you did it. I mean, you couldn't help yourself. You know, on your show this last week on Monday, it wasn't until like the last 53 seconds that you did a big girl thing. And then so Supermom just texted in and said, I had to Google to find Tess. I get John's statement. She says she has anorexia. She definitely wouldn't be the poster child for anorexia in your head.
I'm telling you, dude, I've lost 20 pounds with that photograph in my office. I stopped snacking.
Just look at it. Okay, maybe that's going to help me. Let's see. CB Carl said, the element that y'all are talking about is moving out to Bon Secours. When I called the sheriff, they're mostly annoyed. And when I said that I was concerned about the situation escalating, the deputy told me that he had me on video, and if it did escalate, he would hold me responsible. What kind of support? How can anyone feel comfortable defending themselves? I guess he's asking, with that kind of support, how can you feel comfortable defending yourself?
Well, I feel comfortable defending myself because I'm not going to let anyone harm me. And if Sean Action Man Sullivan is with me, no one's going to harm him. Leave us alone, and I'll leave you alone. You should never doubt or question defending yourself. Rather judge by 12 than carry by 6 is what we used to say. So this entire idea that I'm not going to defend myself because the police will arrest me. I'll go willingly. I won't resist you.
Right.
I'll go willingly and tell you exactly what I did and why I did it. Not because I'm Billy Bad Butt, but because we don't screw with people, Sean.
Yeah.
We don't go around looking for fights. We're not going to run from your fight. So if someone's threatening my life, physically threatening to end my life or harm me, heavens forbid if I'm with my family, there's no question about self-defense, in my opinion. None. So you should never, ever think because the police brush you off that you can't defend yourself. That's ridiculous.
This is from old Drink Slinger on the text line. Said, my dad was a hard butt. Use another word, and I thanked him for it before he died.
Absolutely,
me too.
Amen.
Like, join our club.
Right.
So that, you sound like John and I talking.
That's right. You know, unfortunately, my dad's 91. I've had several years to tell him thank you, and we all should. If you got him while they're still around, tell them.
Absolutely. Once again, y'all, information coming up if you're looking for events or when the billboard rolls out, Men United Against Violence on Facebook. Or if you want to contact John directly, maybe want to get involved in his show on Monday night.
John, Mr. Mobile Young on Facebook. My phone number is 251-513-4179.
Okay. And you will usually on your show make a big girl reference. So somebody knows beforehand.
I try not to. I really try.
You do not try not to. You do not try.
I went down to the final 53 seconds Monday night.
I was unimpressed. You could have just made it 53 more seconds.
I went to get lunch this afternoon, and this lady was wearing, you know, they wear the
here we go.
They wear these shapeshifters now, right? To shape up, to smooth out the fat, roll. And she was wearing that on that. She didn't have any clothes over it. She just had the shapeshifter on out in public.
The girdle without anything else.
She looked like a big ice cream cone.
See, here, this is why I can't have you on my show.
But she did. And you know what? I couldn't eat my lunch. That's why I'm losing weight.
Send me that picture. It might help me as well. Paul Feinbaum show on the way next. I got to deal with John.
Thank you for having me, brother.